The Brady Report for HHG Legal Group, the law firm with the service guarantee.
We can breathe a sigh of relief because Instagram is back up and running. Ender Brady, I'm looking forward to see more selfies of you.
Oh, yeah, thank God for that. First world problems, Ollie, when we're worrying about Instagram and how perfect everyone's life is made to look. And I tell you what, it drives me mad now when you go out with young people for a coffee or something and the teaspoon has to be at the right angle and the cake has to be brought in. It's just terrible.
It is, Ender. Now, you got a warning over the new spice drug.
So this is a drug which is effectively a synthetic compound that mimics the effect of cannabis, and drug creators, being the horrible people that they are, they've injected and infused it with chemicals as well. So it is a really strong, horrible drug. Now, it's doing the rounds, it's causing a lot of problems, and basically, if you were to see a person on spice, I've seen them in the streets in Manchester, they do look like zombies. They're breathing, they're functioning, they're moving very, very slowly, but their bodies have been taken over by this spice drug. Sheffield City Council has come out today and urged people to stop taking pictures of people on spice. Slumped on benches, trying to find a way around parts of the city centre, Sheffield City Council are saying, you know, you're actually doing more harm than good because you're shaming these people. Everyone's having a laugh on social media. These are people with huge, huge problems that need help, not publicly shaming.
Andrew, it's a big day for the Prime Minister. She's got a tickly cough.
Well, we remember a year ago when she was giving her big speech to the Conservative Party conference. That's what she's doing today. The stage scenery fell away. The letters fell off the stage behind her. She had this terrible cough that she kind of persevered with the speech. And then to cap it all off, somehow a comedian managed to get up on stage and hand her a P45 job notice to quit. And 1 year on, Theresa May is still Britain's Prime Minister. She's giving her speech today, and she will have to basically persevere and get through with her vision of Brexit. Boris had a big go at her yesterday, but the whisper is she has another tickly cough. Let's hope there's no comedians in the room.
Let's hope so. Manchester United, though, has fired a blank again in the Champions League.
Yeah, another poor result for United last night. So Manchester City won in Germany, beating Hoffenheim 2-1. Good match that was. United 0-0 at home to Valencia. Mourinho has his struggles. He has been given the cash. He has got the players, but they need to get their season moving again because it's been a fortnight to forget, really, for Manchester United. Out of the League Cup to Derby County, not able to score against Valencia in the Champions League, and losing those Premier League matches to Brighton and West Ham. Not a good look.
Not a good look, and we'll hear you tomorrow morning on Brekkie. Thanks, mate.
See you, Ollie. Bye.